broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. This is indeed the broadcast for November 25th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is Hour 2 at 2. It is the day after Thanksgiving. I had a fantastic time. Pray you did as well. Hope you're focused on God, family, and country and the protection of life, liberty, and property as we do on the broadcast literally every day. Wow, we got a delightful weekend ahead of us. That's good news, too. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use continues, and our goal is to promote the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, and we believe in the checks and balances that made America great. We can do it again if we stand with correct principles. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
See, listen to that smooth voice. Now that he's got some water, he's wide awake, he's ready to go. Man, it sounds phenomenal. By the way, Abercrombie is in the news, carried on.
Well, in sad news, the Abercrombie and Fitch guys are looking like they're shutting down a few more stores, Sam.
Well, they always had risque marketing anyway. I don't like them, so there you go.
I know, that's the point. It's nice to see that maybe Americans aren't embracing that as much. Hopefully they're heading to more greener pastures, cleaner, gentler, kinder.
I don't think they get the connect. They just got a disconnect going on over there. I'd rather just kick back and eat chocolate cake is what I'd rather do.
You see these
I saw this stories. Yesterday, and you brought up this story about, what was it, that
Ice cream for
ice cream for breakfast makes you smarter and stuff like that. And I just couldn't let Kurt Crosby promote the second one the same day.
This is from the Telegraph, and so this is a cross the pond kind of report. But it's interesting to see, they say, headline, chocolate cake breakfast could help you lose weight. So in one story, you got the ice cream for breakfast, and then you got the chocolate cake. I mean, it sounds like you've got the solution to all problems with the two of them, eating chocolate cake.
And if
cake,
I have ice cream and cake, I'll lose weight and get smarter than heck.
sub headline, eating chocolate cake as part of a full breakfast can help you lose weight, say scientists. And the article starts out, not too surprisingly, it says, it sounds too good to be true.
And therefore but, it is.
But new research says having dessert along with the traditional fry-up, I don't know what that means.
Well, it's when you fry a skillet, Kurt, eggs and bacon and taters and the whole bit, peppers and onions and mushrooms. Come on. You should know what fry up.
Maybe, it's an overseas term that I'm not familiar with, I guess.
They call them skillets.
They say burns off the pounds. They say morning is the best time to consume sweets because that's when the body's metabolism is most active. And we have the rest of the day to work off the calories. That's what the new study shows.
Never mind if you have less of that in the first place, you don't have to work it off. But, hey. Who's thinking through this thing? We're scientists, right?
Well, that's exactly right, Sam. And they say they split 193 clinically obese, non-diabetic adults. Those are probably pretty hard to find. Into a couple of groups who consumed either a low-carb diet that included a 300-calorie breakfast or a balanced diet. I don't know how you do that exactly. 600-calorie breakfast that included a chocolate cake dessert.
Yeah. That's how you balance it.
Halfway through the 32-week study, both groups had lost an average of 33 pounds per person.
There you go.
But in the second half of the study, the low-carb group regained an average of 22 pounds per person, while the dessert gorgers lost another 15 pounds each.
All right, Richard Mack, our guest. Welcome back, sir.
Well, thank you very much. And I actually have heard...
Hey, are you on a speakerphone?
Breakfast. You can eat anything you want for breakfast. Then after that, you got to watch out.
Hey, are you on a speakerphone?
Yeah, let me get off.
If you can pick up the handset, that would be much better. And I've decided, I've worked with Kurt Crosby for this study, and he's got us put in the cake-eating group, sir.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we want to lose weight.
Just what you need.
So I'm just saying, put us in the cake-eating group for sure. All right, how was your Thanksgiving, Sheriff?
Well, actually, pretty good. We had a great time and a good family get-together and a lot of good food.
All right, you got too much good food. You got to like that. Are you going to get a Christmas tree today?
Actually, the wonderful Dawn has already put up the tree. She did it before.
She's into those fake trees, isn't she?
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to have a talk with her.
Well,
those fake trees have got to go, people. Come on. Come on now.
It just doesn't smell like a pine tree, but...
Kids and grandkids love the tree-getting experience, folks. And they love the real tree. Kurt, do you have one of those fake trees, too?
Well, ours is what you call a hybrid tree, Sam. We were given one of those fake trees years ago.
And did you throw it out immediately?
Well, what happened was the middle part, you know, that's, of course, it's all plastic, you know, but the middle part where it holds, that catches the little parts that you poke into it, somehow disappeared. And
good.
So then,
that's a blessing.
You know,
just get rid of the rest.
Son of ours, pretty well, he's understands how to do this thing. He took a drill and, basically made holes in a nice piece of wood. And so, like I say, we got a, I guess you call it a hybrid.
It is not hybrid.
Wood inside.
Now, what's wrong with you people? Listen to me. You guys have got to get rid of this fake tree business. I'm telling you right now, the liberals and the conservatives can't get along. I don't think the people who have real trees and fake trees can get along either.
We're
looking for dividing America. That's one you do. You just trash Christmas and divide everybody. What do you think, Sheriff?
Yeah, well, I just kind of do what I'm told.
Don't even say the C word unless it's crook either, by the way. All right, I'm just having fun with this. It's amazing. Believe it or not, though, people getting worse about this kind of stuff. I'm all good as long as you guys are cheerful around Christmas. I'm all cool to let you do whatever you want to do, you know?
Well.
How's that?
Well, that's good news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the libertarian in me just comes out.
Yeah, that's right.
Do whatever
the heck
you want.
Don't take my stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Now, I want to mention this of interest on Thanksgiving. I don't know what you call it, extended break as well, is that, you know, it seems to me very interesting how we can find so many things to argue about and not get along about. But I think that the Patriots can get together and work on so many things. We were talking about Richard Mack for the BLM before, Kurt. But now Mike Noel is on the short list for the BLM. And, well, I think we ought to just move you right. Ezra Taft Benson, well-known Secretary of Agriculture under the Eisenhower administration, got put in charge of the Agriculture Department. Secretary of Agriculture. And he said, I'm the first guy to ever, you know, run an organization that I'm really in favor of just getting rid of entirely. And I know Mike Noel wants to get rid of the BLM entirely, so I think he's the perfect person to go there. And I've decided that Richard Mack wants to get rid of the drug war, and so would you put you in charge of the DEA? What do you think of that, Sheriff?
Yeah, that's fine. I would be willing to be part of the EPA or FDA or...
How about the Drug Enforcement Agency? DEA.
DEA, yeah.
They'd put you in charge of that sucker. You'd want to abolish it, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes.
If we're going to drain the swamp, that's how we start. Just put folks up there that are in charge of agencies they just want to get rid of. What do you think of that idea, Kurt? It could be the whole pattern now. Do you want to get rid of the agency? Good. Do you want to get rid of the Education Department? You're there. Good. What do you think of that idea, Sheriff?
Well, it needs to happen. I fear, though, that Trump has put somebody in the Department of Education who doesn't want to get rid of the department.
All right, that's the next headline that I have right now. Yeah. Donald Trump, Betsy DeVos, to be the education secretary. Kurt, you know a lot about Betsy?
Is her name DeVos? So it's yeah, I know quite a bit about Betsy DeVos. She's from the Amway family, basically the DeVos family. Well, my opinion,
she needs to start drawing Amway circles and trying to get me to join Amway. All right.
Well, the thing I like about them is that they're pro-American, they're pro-freedom. You know, they really do believe in choice, you know, where people can make their own choices. You know, she's a big advocate and spent a lot of money in the whole, basically,
education,
the voucher
choice.
World.
Voucher world, yeah. And I'm not really fond of vouchers. Let's get back. We'll talk about this. But Donald Trump nominating Betsy DeVos, or whatever it is, segregation secretary. We'll talk about that, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, the good Sheriff Richard Mack with us. We also got to tell you about our event coming up, too. Hang tight. We'll do it all.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Sam and Kurt live, Sheriff Richard Mack riding shotgun on the broadcast. So I'm kind of for these people that want to abolish their agency being put in charge of it. I think it's a phenomenal idea to scale back Washington to drain the swamp and to find a better path forward. Betsy DeVos, Trump's pick or nomination, if you will, for education department. Max concerned about it. Kurt thinks it's great. I don't know yet. I don't know much about this lady. I do know she's a very rich person that has advocated for school choice and vouchers. And again, we get this kind of debate where Sam and Kurt and Richard would probably just shut down government schools if we had the chance. But since that's not on the table, Kurt's saying vouchers at least provides school choice. And you know what? Competition in the mix is a good thing. And I happen to agree with Kurt on that, even though it's not my favorite choice. So she's done a lot of good, you were saying, Kurt.
Well, yeah, and you know how you can typically tell the mettle of the individual or whatever by their enemies a lot of times, their opposition. The president of the National Education Association, her name is Lily Eskelson Garcia. She, hails from the great state of Utah, by the way. She said this in a statement about DeVos. She said, she has lobbied for failed schemes like vouchers, which take away funding and local control from our public schools to fund private schools at taxpayers' expense, end quote. All I can tell you is it sure seems interesting that ladies like this or people like this, you know, they're the whole pro-choice crowd, you know, when it comes to abortion, pushing people to kill babies, you know, and saying that, you know, you can make your choice. When it comes to letting people choose the education that they want to choose, oh, they're kind of off that choice at that time, aren't they?
Yeah, pro-choice just simply goes away for these people. If it's not a pro-death discussion, they're not really for choice, they're for tyranny. What do you think, Sheriff? You're concerned about Betsy DeVos?
A little bit. I do totally agree that in vouchers in the current system. But this is one department and bureaucracy that is not authorized by the Constitution in any way. And it's one that Trump said that he was going to completely gut. He said, well, I'm not going to abolish it entirely, but I'm going to really scale it back big time. And he said that during the campaign. And another thing that really concerned me about DeVos or DeVos is that the news media, at least, reported that she's pro-Common Core. So if she's pro-Common Core, you would have thought, well, the NEA would be totally in favor of her if she's that sort of thing. But, I'll take a wait and see on her because I have heard other good things. And is she going to be a drain the swamp Secretary of Education?
Well, that's yet to be seen. I don't know where she stands on homeschooling.
I'll give you the... I'll give you the quote she said right after she accepted the position of Education Secretary. She issued a statement clarifying that she is not a supporter of Common Core, period. Here's what she said. Trump's disdain for the national standards was perhaps the most talking about Common Core education policy issue on the campaign trail, and DeVos's opinion on the issue was previously unclear. She currently serves as head of the Foundation for Excellence in Education, and you can understand why the mix-up here, but that was started by Florida Governor Jeb Bush, who Trump criticized for defending the national champion or the national standards. In recent years, DeVos has been quiet on the issue of Common Core, but upon accepting the position in the Trump administration, she changed that writing. This is what she wrote. I do support high standards, strong accountability, and local control. When governors such as John Engler, Mike Huckabee, and Mike Pence were driving the conversation on voluntary high standards driven by local voices, it all made sense. Have organizations that I have been a part of supported Common Core? Of course. But that's not my position. Sometimes it's not just students who need to do their homework. Anyway,
well,
I just
good
thought,
point. Hopefully she'll see the light. She was obviously not using her past history to oppose Common Core. How strong she'll be in opposing it now, we don't know. But is she ready to abolish the Department of Education? This is something Republicans have said they were going to do for literally my whole life and more, and they haven't even come close. So would she push for that?
Well, I don't see that in the WorldNet Daily piece I'm reading from.
If that was one of her key components as a person, you'd see it, I promise.
It does say she's an outsider in Washington, but an insider in Michigan. I wouldn't say an insider. She's just somebody with money who's spent their money trying to make a bad system better.
Has she promoted homeschool with her money?
In my opinion. I don't see that in the story.
Right. So no homeschooling and no abolishing in the education department. So she might be better than some, but I'm not so sure that she would be my pick for sure.
She also chose to send her children to private Christian schools, according to Chalkbeat. She grew up and attended Holland Christian High School.
But most of the education bureaucrats do that, Kurt. They know that the government schools are so horrible, they don't want their kids in it. So
yeah, but this lady put their money, a pretty good chunk of it, towards an unsuccessful bid in Michigan for the whole voucher system. And in my opinion, that's the first step, just like it's the first step to eliminate the wrong kinds of government agencies, to have a good leader in front of them that understands that. It's the first step to get us out of the government school system and into more of a private section.
Yeah, you reject
private type of idea,
right?
Is a voucher system that allows for the competition to occur.
Yeah, you reject the monopoly that way, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
All right. So anyway, time will tell how Ms. DeVoe would be. And I would have again picked somebody else, but you know what? Let's give her a chance, see what she does. That needs to be where we start. Now, by the way,
here's what she said on homeschooling. Sorry about that. I didn't find it till now. She voiced her support for homeschooling in 2013 in an interview, Philanthropy Roundtable. That's what she was on. I didn't know there was a Philanthropy Roundtable. It says homeschooling represents another perfectly valid educational option. We've seen more and more people opt for homeschooling, including in urban areas. What you're seeing is parents who are fed up with their lack of power to do anything about where their kids are assigned to go to school, to the extent that homeschooling puts parents back in charge of their kids' education, more power to them. Okay, so that's
I agree with her on that, and I hope she's got a lot more of an active role in support for homeschool rather than just acknowledging it's a good idea. But
good point.
Again, time will tell. I'm not downing her. I'm just saying, you know what? Again, it's kind of like Trump. There's a lot to love. There's also a lot to be concerned about, and really the rubber meets the road where we can influence the best we can for the beliefs that we have and surround people like this with good people that do understand it. So there you have it. By the way, there's a Mexican cement company. I don't know if these people are racist down there at the Mexican cement company, but they want to build the wall for Donald. What do you think of that, Sheriff? There's like, hey, man, you want a wall, brother? We're ready to build. Now, I've got
capitalism at its best.
I've got an association that is a Mexican, that is a legal United States citizen that happens to be of Mexican descent, who lives in America, who said they want to help people build the wall, and if people who build the wall could be on the short list to become citizens. What do you think of that idea, Sheriff? You're not a criminal, and you'll help build the wall.
And that plane is very intricate and even scientific. You have to really know your math to be able to do it and put all the pieces together to where everything fits. But, man, that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, build the wall, and then, hey, you're on the short list to become a citizen. And that's what his suggestion was. It wasn't mine. Don't call me a racist. I'm just parroting the, you know. Anyway, interesting stuff. Back in Flash.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Dr. R.J. Rummel, a political scientist and historian who created the study of a phenomenon he calls democide, that is, the systematic murder of populations by their governments, describes Cambodia, under the rule of the communist Khmer Rouge, as a hell state. After coming to power in the mid-1970s, the communist junta under the leadership of Pol Pot liquidated at least 2 million people, roughly one-third of the country's population. On November 22nd, Cambodia's Supreme Court chamber upheld life sentences imposed on the two most senior surviving members of the Khmer Rouge regime, 85-year-old Khieu Samphan, the former head of state, and 90-year-old Nguyen Che, who had been an intimate advisor to Pol Pot. "The gravity of the crimes should be reflected in the sentence," explained Court President Kong Srim as he announced the ruling. "The crimes were not isolated events, but occurred over an extended period of time." Attorneys for the former officials complain that they had been improperly singled out by the post-Khmer Rouge Cambodian government, which has impeded trials of other subjects. The convicted men also face separate trials on charges of genocide against ethnic minorities and foreigners, and imposing a system of rape and forced marriages. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's WorldAffairsBrief.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of people have been running around shouting this phrase. Make America great again. Have you been caught shouting that, Kurt?
I haven't been shouting it, but I'm kind of for the idea.
Well, shout it out. Be loud and proud, brother.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, that's what happened, on a college scene. No, this was a policeman, right, Sam?
Yeah, but he was at the college campus there. It's college.
Yeah, that's right.
Cop was in college taking care of business, and he just got a little too exuberant there, Kurt.
That's right. Just yells out, let's make America great again. And it was his last official move, I guess. He got fired, that's the Brave New Schools. It's a WorldNet Daily piece. It's sourced from the College Fix, a University of Virginia police officer. He resigned for abuse of a PA system. Now, I've heard of a lot of different resignations.
The law's broken, of a PA system. The guy just got all excited. He grabbed the mic and he went, "Make America great again!" And they just, he's out, sheriff.
We have officers who have done so much. In fact, as we've talked about before, the DEA agents down in Columbia who went to sex parties.
Yeah, but that's okay.
They didn't even get disciplined. And this guy, of course, has to resign because he said, make America great again.
Yeah, dude, you can't be trying to make America great.
Wouldn't it be a good idea to make America great?
Well, it depends on whose goals you want to achieve. If you want to destroy the country, then it would not be good. No, sir.
No, whether it was a campaign slogan for Trump or not, I still believe, just as Kurt said, it's a good idea to make America great.
Well, of course it is, but that's if you're a racist and you believe in nationalism, sir.
Oh, that's that's
you see the trap thing? They're playing. What I'm telling you is that anything good is evil, and anything evil is good, and anything that makes sense and is moral and upright and upstanding and honorable and all that kind of stuff is just not good. I mean, the fact is you're a white man. You hate women. You're a misogynist. You also hate every other race, and you just want to have your greatness at the expense of everybody else in the world, don't you? See, and I'm just telling you, that's the card deck these people play from. I know it's crazy, but I'm telling you, that's their reference point.
If I want to make America great and we have a melting pot of Americans here, aren't I including them?
No, you want to kick them out, you and Donald.
We want to send them back?
Yeah, of course you do.
Well, that means you and I would be heading back to Europe pretty soon, wouldn't it?
No, that's what it means, but we're not going to that. You just want to basically claim it for your country. You just think that you can just have war and win over everybody else, that somehow you have a right here and nobody else does.
If somebody wants to go to the point of starting all over, the only people we would have here are the Native American tribes.
Would they even be here?
Well, as far as starting America over, I mean, they were the first ones here.
I thought Adam was the first one here. He was a white dude.
Yeah, but you can't bring in biblical stuff.
Oh, good point. Yeah. All right. So when we came here, the Indian Americans were here, the ones that aren't from India, and
right.
You know, that's how we're going to start. All right. Now I bring this up though, not really to argue with you about this point, but to bring up that this is their reference point though. That somehow when you want to make America great, that you have some sinister agenda or alternative motive or something like that. And I think this is the playbook that this cop was fired relating to. And we somehow, and I don't know how we could do this, but we need to articulate this just isn't the case. By the way, I don't even know what color the cop is. And by the way, I don't care. Okay, I believe in the idea that we want to make America great again. The question next is, how do we go about it, Sheriff?
Well, we go about it by returning to our Constitution. It is the foundation of America, and just like many of the founders said and alluded to, that without it, we're not America. And our Constitution was meant for a moral and righteous people, and actually the word was religious people. And so if we don't get back to that foundational principle and those foundational principles, we're really spinning our wheels. I mean, just to do as Orrin Hatch said a long time ago when he was running for office and he was on KSL and they asked him, well, what's the difference between Democrats and Republicans? He says, well, Republicans have better ideas. If that's all this is, then it's going to continue to falter. It's going to continue to flounder. And America is going to continue on a downhill slide. And it's just simply the fact of life when it comes to our Constitution. Stray away from the Constitution and you're going to continue the downhill slide. If we get back to those principles and if we get back to responsible and constitutional government and we cut the size and scope of the bureaucracies in this ridiculously out-of-control government, and if we get back to a balanced budget and we get the Federal Reserve off our backs and out of our government, and if we promote accountability, choice, yes, but accountability for our choices, then we're going to put God back at the head of this country, and we can make America great again. But it's a simple equation, but it's going to take courage and real leadership to get us there.
And in our effort to make America great again, we talk a lot. That's true. But we also take action. We don't just talk. We walk the walk. And we've got an incredible event taking place January 21st, Saturday, in Washington, D.C. area. It'll actually be at the BWI Airport Embassy Suites venue, and we're going to be having a Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association Training the Trainers event once again. We're going to be awarding some people who have become certified for the CSPOA training. We're also going to be training others. There'll be several sheriffs there. I'll be there. Kirk Crosby will be there. A lot of good things are happening January 21st. This just shows to us it's not just a talk scenario, Sheriff. We're going to actually do our very best to put it into action and make America great again.
Well, we certainly want to be a part of any effort to make America constitutional again. We want to support any effort that's going to scale back the bureaucracy nightmare that is plaguing our country. We want to be part of local control, which is what we've been doing at the CSPOA for the last 5 years. And so, we're having this meeting there. We're inviting several congressmen, and I believe some are actually going to attend. We're having some of our best sheriffs, if not the best sheriffs in America, attend. Soon-to-be former sheriff Nick Finch will be there. He wants to be more involved with us, which we totally invite. We certainly understand losing elections in this country. I did. I lost my third election, which freed me up to do all the activist work. The first group I actually worked for after I left office was Gun Owners of America. And, of course, Larry Pratt's going to be at the meeting and at this great event, and it's open to the public. And so if any of your listeners want to become a certified CSPOA instructor, they need to get to that. And, Sam, I was actually wondering if we need to start that meeting Friday night, and if that would be possible, because of so many of the speakers that we have and so much work that we have to be doing. I was wondering if we could get it going, like, for 3 hours, 6 o'clock.
We certainly could. It would just take more money to get done.
That's just a logistical thing that I'm throwing out there to you that we need to talk about. But the event is going to happen. It's in a very historical time, the inauguration for the 45th President of the United States. And it's in a very historical place, one that is known for evil corruption. And we're going to go there and see if we can have an impact on getting things back the way the Founding Fathers intended. And that's really the bottom line for CSPOA. We want to put things back as the Founding Fathers intended for government to be, which means Washington, D.C. will become extremely limited, impotent, and discreet in their bureaucratic regulations and the bureaucratic departments. They will have to decrease, if not disappear, and put the control back to the states where it belongs, and the ultimate authority of every county in the hands of the county sheriff and local officials. And that is the way that we make America great again. And just because it's like claiming that your party has the best ideas, you know, that argument can go until the cows come home. And it's also absurd. The best ideas are called the ideas of the Constitution.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, hang tight. Former Sheriff Richard Mack on the radio with us, CSPOA.org. We'll have up information regarding our Training the Trainers event coming up soon here in the next day or so. All kinds of incredible stuff happening. Kirk Crosby with us. Back in seconds with former Sheriff Richard Mack on your radio.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. But as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
I smoke because it's a habit. It's very hard to quit. I've tried.
My wife smokes. It's not allowed in the home. It's not allowed around my children. I just know it isn't good.
My husband hates that I smoke, and I smoke outside.
It irritates her a little bit, but I think she sees and understands what I'm trying to get across to her, that it's not only bad to her, but it's bad to my three beautiful daughters and my two sons.
My dad gets upset with my mom because she smokes and he doesn't, and whenever my mom goes and smokes, she has to go smoke outside.
I don't think my mom should smoke because it's really bad for you, and it could hurt you really bad.
I do think there is a correlation between parents and kids. The parent smokes, the kids think it's okay for them to smoke.
Sometimes, all you need is a small reason to quit.
Yeah, I love my mom very much, but I still wish she'd stop smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Back with you live, Sheriff Richard Mack on the line with us, ladies and gentlemen. Sam and Kurt breaking it down. We're talking about the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org, event coming up January 21st on Saturday. All day long at the Embassy Suites at BWI Airport and right in the Washington, D.C. area the day after the inauguration. We also might consider something for Friday night. That's a great question. Maybe what we ought to do is have it open to the public Friday night, have some speakers, and then Saturday, those who want to be training the trainers, those who are willing to become lifetime members can join the training session, Sheriff.
Yes, we have such a full day on Saturday. There's no question about that. But also, I was just wondering, too, if we'd need to do the a little bit more than you train the trainers on Friday also, because normally it's a two-day event to do that and get all that in. So anyway, I'm totally open for both, but I just wanted to make sure that the attendees who are going to get certified did have enough time for the curriculum that we do have.
Yes, there's no question. It's important.
A little bit worried about the time that's going to be allotted for the actual train the trainers curriculum. So that's the only thing. That's the only reason I thought of that. I mean, we've obviously had other seminars and conventions that have gone longer and started Friday and then up late Saturday before too. So,
well, we could also, if we really did a good Friday night session, then maybe we wouldn't have to be as so intense on Saturday too.
Yeah, possibly. But you and I can talk about that afterwards. But I just want all your listeners to know that they are invited, that the list of speakers is going to be astonishing, and already is, quite frankly. Sheriffs from all over the country who really have taken a stand and done exactly what we have suggested and taught and preached about for so many years now. And not just since CSPOA has been in existence, but way before, way back even before I filed the lawsuit against the federal government in 1994. So this movement for constitutional sheriffs has been going on for quite some time. And 2017 is going to also mark the 20-year anniversary of the Mack Prince Supreme Court decision. 20 years in this this coming year.
And we've done a lot since then, too.
Boy.
You know,
and another thing.
Go ahead.
One other thing I wanted to bring up. There is one bureaucracy of Washington, D.C. that I would be very qualified to head and would like to be the head and director, and I would not want to scale it back. And I don't believe constitutionally
FBI?
You need to. No.
CIA?
The Border Patrol.
Oh, okay, good. There you go. There you go.
Yeah, FBI needs to be scaled back if and cut back big time. But actually needs to be increased, especially if that wall doesn't hurry up and get up. But even with the wall, there's the wall is just going to move people to other places, either going over it or going under it, as they've been doing already at the border with tunnels. So that is a requirement in the Constitution to protect our nation's borders and protect our nation from invasion. And then are they going to just invade our ports? And so we might have to move Border Patrol to some of the port areas of our country, both east and west coast. But that is one that probably would need to be increased.
But I would agree with that.
It's constitutional. It's in there, and we've got to have somebody who really takes Border Patrol seriously. We haven't had that in there for a long time, at least not presidents. We might have personnel in Border Patrol who have.
So what do they say when you say you head Border Patrol? Is that the Border Patrol chief? Is it the Border Patrol secretary? Well, what are they going to call that guy?
That might fall under Department of Interior also. I'm not sure what department it falls under, if it falls under the Justice Department or DHS. I'm not sure what high up agency it falls under, but regardless, the director, I don't believe it's Secretary of Border Patrol. I believe it's the Director of Border Patrol who reports to some other secretary, and I'm not sure which one that is, but I'll find out.
We suggest Richard Mack to become the Director of the Border Patrol.
The only reason I wouldn't want to be is I would want to be like director of the IRS, so I could just start cutting and getting rid of people and getting rid of what we do. But Border Patrol is something I would be totally.
For getting rid of the IRS, but I'd personally put Joe Bannister in charge of that sucker.
Well, heck yeah.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Put you in charge of Border Patrol and get old David A. Clark Jr. to be in charge of the FBI or Homeland Security. Get Joe Bannister to be in charge of the IRS. What do you think of that, Kurt?
I couldn't affirmatively support that even more. I mean,
Kurt would be willing
no
to go to work
I
for a bunch of government agencies under these conditions.
Yeah, it's
huh?
just tough to choose which one not to be in. Yeah, you know.
All right, so our training is going on, ladies and gentlemen. Give us a day or two. We'll have all the information about CSPOA.org. In the meantime, they'll become a lifetime member, because if you are, then you can come to the training free. And training the trainers is the key here. We're talking about those who want to become leaders and understand the proper role of law enforcement and peace officers and the oath of office and how it relates to the Constitution and what we the people could do to support appropriate law enforcement. There's a lot to do there. That really has value, in my humble opinion. And that's why we want to drain the swamp. We want to make America great again, but we want to take action in doing so, not just talk about it. And the radio gives us a forum to share what we're doing and what we want to do and all that kind of stuff. But really, it's about the action behind the scenes that matters the most. The greatest work we do is bringing people together with leaders and speakers and appropriate people who truly understand how to go about this in a meaningful, constitutional way that supports the principles that made America great, and that's what we want to do. Sheriff, last story. I don't know how to really take on this story, Kurt, but these people went to McDonald's. And I'm not really for going to McDonald's for any reason, but nevertheless, they went for clearly the wrong reason, my friend.
Okay, let's see.
Kurt sent me this
story.
You mean they went for the wrong reason? They went for the wrong reason? They went actually to eat something?
Nope. No.
Let's see.
Well, all I know is the cops were there.
This is Dateline, Connecticut. It's an AP story. And one of the reasons I sent it is because, you know, the AP doesn't have time to cover the CSPOA. They don't have time for, you know, I mean, a lot of real important things, in my opinion. But they can cover stuff like this. The headline reads, "A couple had sex in McDonald's lot in front of boy six." And, the AP's got time for a story like this, but they can't really fit anything else in, you know. I mean, there's just no space.
Well, what I want to bring up on this is here's what they say, and I got a problem with this whole scenario. They say police are reporting that a couple had sex at a McDonald's lot I assume that means parking lot in front of
and
a 6-year-old
the couple
boy.
Said they were just cuddling.
In front of a 6-year-old boy, whatever. Now, I don't know if they were cuddling or what they were doing. And I'm not really for anything in front of a boy, and I'm certainly not for any of this in public, etc. But, you know, and I don't know the status of the couple in terms of their marital status or not or any of those things.
No.
So, but all I can tell you is this. The whole thing is weird, and I'm just telling you, you know, do the cops need to be dealing with this or stopping the people from shooting each other?
I think it was interesting.
What if they're illegals? Would it be okay for them to be doing that if they were illegal? You know, I'm just saying, we got things to deal with here in this country, and it seems to me this is a complete story that the mainstream press loves because it, you know, pushes the sex trigger.
That's right.
Pushes the, well, man, you're not being responsible with your kids. You better let the government do it trigger. And we go right on down the list, right?
Yeah, see what they were accused of, charged with, Sheriff. I don't know if you know about this, but they were charged with impairing morals of a minor. And breach
of peace.
Wow, wait
a minute. Hold on.
Didn't the president do that? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Wow.
This would be certainly a charge for the president, you know, Clinton, et cetera.
What do you think of that, Sheriff?
Where was Chelsea when Clinton was doing it in the White House?
In the White House?
Yeah, that's another story. Yeah, so, well, you know, we've actually, the law is lewdness in public or public lewdness. It is against the law in about every state. You can't expose yourself in public.
Well, then how does Miley Cyrus perform?
She should not be. And
they just need to get on stage and arrest her right on the spot. You got all kinds of kids attending that thing. And not only is she lewd in physical appearance, but she literally encourages her audience. It's on video where they reach out and touch her body everywhere.
Yeah, pretty disgusting. And I saw something on the internet that said 20 reasons why we love Miley Cyrus, and I never even opened. I said because we don't. Bottom line is, but I agree with you there. But you know, I've arrested people for that before, to be quite honest with you. Who was the complainant and who was hurt by it? And I bet the kid was probably asleep.
Well, and now
they said the kid was awake, wide awake. That's what they said.
Well, sure, when the people go in there and say, hey, what are you guys doing?
By the time the cops flash their bright lights and pull out their guns and everything else, no doubt the kid's awake. He's probably going, hey, man, my Happy Meal's cold.
Yeah.
What's going on around here? Anyway, I'm not defending those kind of actions in public. What I'm kind of saying is, man, are we derailed in America, folks? We got to stand for what matters most. CSPOA.org, become a lifetime member today. Sheriff, happy Thanksgiving weekend, sir. I'm going to get a real Christmas tree.
All right, way to go, Sam.
Thank you, sir. Kurt,
you earth hater, Sam, man. You earth hater.
Cut that sucker down and plant another one, baby. Come on.